This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship that has been denied entry to San Francisco Harbor have tested positive for the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence said most of those who tested positive were crew members. Pence said the ship would be directed towards a non-commercial port where all on board would be tested for the virus.
All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
State and local officials had acted to halt the cruise liner from docking after learning that several people on board had become ill and two passengers who traveled on the same vessel last month tested positive for the coronavirus. One of them had died earlier this week. Earlier Friday, President Donald Trump signed a bill providing $8.3 billion to help fight the virus outbreak in the United States. President Trump toured a neighborhood near Nashville that was reduced to rubble by deadly tornadoes earlier this week. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The president pointed out people in Putnam County have already started rebuilding.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, tremendous heart.
The tornado tore a two-mile path through the county. The president said there was little warning.
They get a phone call, hey, there's a tornado, and boom, it's on them.
President Trump met with survivors at a local church.
We are with you all the way, and thank you very much for all you've been through, what you've been through. Very few people have ever seen anything like that.
Governor Bill Lee says Tennessee is living up to its name, the Volunteer State, with people showing up by the thousands to provide assistance. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State Group.